You. A reading of the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The disciples of John approached Jesus and said, "Why do we and the Pharisees fast much? Your disciples do not fast." Jesus answered them, "And the wedding guests mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them. The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and they will fast. No one patches an old cloak with a piece of unshrunken cloth. Its fullness pulls away the cloak, and the tears get worse. People do not put new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the skin bursts, the wine spills out, and the skins are ruined. Rather, they pour new wine into fresh wineskins, and both are preserved." The Gospel of the Lord. My dear friends, whenever you feel like your own family is dysfunctional, just go back to the first reading, okay? So what is our first writing telling us? Families are imperfect. Sometimes we struggle with jealousy, betrayal. We say unkind things to each other. Oftentimes when, you know, it comes time to read the estate when mom and dad are gone, you see that money divides family members that you never would think that would happen in your own. So what does Jesus teach us? To strive to do the right thing always. That God sees all. That if we live a life full of lies and deceptions and trying to take shortcuts, that doesn't pay off here. What does pay off is honesty, compassion, hard work, following the commandments. And if we do those things, we'll get something far greater than our reward here on earth. We'll be with our Lord one day in heaven. So it's oftentimes tempting to want to take shortcuts, but Jesus is telling us, stay on the path to holiness. So if your family is imperfect, that must mean you're a human being, okay? We can't control other people, but what we can do is control how we live our life. So let's just look upon our own family right now and maybe our broken relationships. And if there's anybody that maybe you've had an issue with or struggled to love, let's pray for them right now. Let's ask God to bless them. And may we strive to love people even when it hurts.